Blog Talk Radio.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
All right, all right. Welcome back. My name is Yom Sufar Reith, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. And now we have, in this show, we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Some people seem to think that is a fairy tale and a fantasy, but truth be told, as far as the Elohim spoke about this universe, things are going right along as he planned it. Everything. And also, we study how to reestablish the relationship with the Elohim. Not only that, reestablish a relationship with one another and see the significance and importance of those relationships. Case in point, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, so to speak. And it certainly does. If crazy ladies are rocking the cradle, there's going to be some crazy babies. Yeah, ladies that are astute in their conscience of the Most High, and they are training up the children where they should go, and they protect the children's best interests. Children may very well be well balanced, but it's not on the onus on the mother. So the significance of that is this. You will see in these studies, a synopsis of the studies is this. Moses and Aaron was not by themselves. They had their sister there, the very sister that tracked Moses down by the urging of her mother and see what happened to the baby when she placed him in the sea of the little basket and put him in the sea, and it floated down to Pharaoh's daughter. And also you will find out at the very beginning about two astute women who were God-fearing women. In spite of the Pharaoh's order to kill all the Hebrew babies, they didn't do that. As again, as I said, Miriam, her mother, these two midwives are very instrumental in these stories. They're very significant. And they are very important to this nation, even today as I speak, our women. If the hands that rock the cradle are crazy and not protecting the babies, you're going to have some unprotected babies and crazy Looney Tune babies. But if the hands that's rocking the cradle are God-friend women, you're going to have some children that have their mind right. They're going to be sort of well-balanced. But the onus is just not so on the mothers because of the fact the fathers have a play into it, and certainly the child has a decision to make what they're going to do. But at least these women offer the Hebrew boys an opportunity. And the question is, are our sisters seeing the very significance of offering our boys an opportunity? The significance of a woman in the case of Marion, and the forethought Moses' mother to save his life by virtue of her actions, and by Miriam, as I said, by the woman she became to be, seems to be on equal footing with our brothers. It's true. There's a lot we were learning in the study of Shemot. Some of you call it Exodus. The name actually is Shemot. And that's what we intend to do in these studies. We're glad to be back with you. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. And I know you're probably wondering, Yamsu, who are you making reference to? Sister Aviyah, a very important and significant woman in our lifetime, as far as the Most High is concerned. And we have close association with her, and we see her day-to-day actions. I know her personally. She's a good woman, and she tries to rock the cradle the right way. Brother Cartier from New York City, also a kind, compassionate, and considerate brother. And both of them love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves. And the reason why I can say this is because of their actions. I don't normally listen to people talk. I normally listen to what people do. It's very reflective of who they are. And these two individuals, I know they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I know they love their brothers and sisters as themselves. And I'm happy to work with them on the Real Talk for Real People show. I'm not only happy, it's a high esteem, and I look forward to it every day. And I think, fellow students, you all look forward to it too. So let me bring them on for you. Sister Aviyah, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah. Oh, thank you for such kind words, and may Yah bless you. And I feel the same about you, brother. You do your job for Yah, and you do it great. Both you and Brother Contreras. So shalom, family.
Thank you. You know, I didn't tell no tale. I just told the truth. And so if the truth speaks, let it speak. That's all, Sister Abby. I just told the truth. Thank you very much.
And so did I.
Thank you, sister. Now, Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, fam. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I missed y'all yesterday. I hope y'all missed me.
Yeah, we did.
No doubt.
I informed Sister Aviyah that you was on a mission. I didn't know what that was, and I didn't inquire. And I said, but, I, you know, after the study, I said, yeah, I know it's still Cottrell. But the most important thing, he's back again with us. Praise the Most High.
Praise
God. Praise God. Y'all said it all. I can't even add anything to what y'all said. But I was dealing with the brothers yesterday. They're going to Africa. Tonight is their flight.
Right.
And I got a chance to meet the young brother, Yahwitzah.
Right.
And, Brother Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
They had a good time.
Exactly.
But they're on their way.
Did y'all eat something? So on and so forth?
I made them breakfast.
Oh, you made them breakfast? Okay.
Yeah,
well, hey,
I call it making breakfast. Huh?
What you make?
Boiled eggs and fruit.
Okay. Well, I expect the same thing when I come.
No doubt. Might be better than that.
All right, bro. Appreciate you. And I'm glad you. We are elated. I know Sister Avion are elated that you're back. And I'm pretty sure the fellow students are elated too, Katya. I couldn't do it without you, my brother.
Yes, you can. Don't say that. Yes, you can.
Well, I wouldn't want to. Let's just say that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Praise
yes,
God.
Sir.
Praise
God.
So y'all ready to get started? Cartier, Sister Abby, and fellow students? I am.
No doubt.
Indeed.
Okay. Let's put in some work for the students, most importantly, the Most High. Now, Israel suffering in misery. And I want you to keep in mind about something. I think a lot of people fail to remember this. You remember when Pharaoh, Joseph, had taken up all the animals and the horses and whatnot? Well, the only one probably in time, over the course of time, probably, you know, it changed. I think got to sit back on their pleading. But had access to those horses and so on and so forth was Pharaoh and his army and the Hebrew Israelites because they took care of his animals. And so you can understand a Mizraim walking by with his little sweetheart, and here come an Israelite fellow. Riding on the stallion, make you sort of feel some kind of way too. You know, you can understand the resentment and animosity, being native-born Hamites, Mizrainites, and Egyptians, as some of you call them. And this young, fine-looking Hebrew young boy, young man, you walking with your little honey, but she ain't looking at you because you like you ain't got no car. He got a nice ride. See, I'm not saying they had access to, but the probability of a Hebrew Israelite having access to those, especially the livestock and so on. But certainly in the case of the horses, they had accessibility to these animals. So a lot of, over the years, a lot of resentment has taken place. Although the Mizrainites had probably reestablished themselves financially in order to have access to the common folk, have access to these horses and so on and so forth. It took a course of time, so the resentment had built up, I suspect, over a course of time. And so this new guy on the throne, he didn't know Joseph. He probably didn't even want to know him. He probably knew about him, but didn't want to hear about him. You know, he didn't want to establish a relationship with Joseph. Now, these are the names of the children of Israel who came to Mizraim. Each man in his household came with Yaakov, his son Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Yehuda, Asher, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. All those who were descendants of Yaakov were 70 persons. For Joseph was in Mizraim already because, you know, he was a captive. And he was second in command after his captivity. And Joseph died. All of his brothers and all of that generation died out. But the children of Israel were fruitful. As I said, they became prosperous. And not only prosperous, but they increased abundantly and multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty because of their prosperity and their numbers. And the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new... Yeah, go ahead, Cartrell.
The name of the book is Shemot, which means names.
Mm-hmm.
And we start out with the names of the family of our father Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel.
Exactly.
So this book begins to tell you what the theme of the book is.
Exactly.
The theme of the book is the descendants of the children of Israel and what happened to them.
Exactly. From their prosperity to their captivity to their deliverance from said captivity. Now there arose a new king over Mazaram who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, he became duplicitous and sneaky. Look, the people of the children of Israel are more mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them. Least they multiply, and it happened in the event of a war, they also join our enemies and fight against us. So go up out of the land. And so go up out of the land. They didn't really want them to leave. To be told about it because it made them prosperous, but they were resentful of their prosperity and their childbirth rate and so on and so forth. They didn't really want them to go nowhere. Therefore,
they wasn't showing no gratitude either.
No, they weren't showing any gratitude. They resented.
Because Joseph saved all of them.
Exactly.
So how you forget Joseph? You don't remember Joseph. You don't know Joseph.
Come on, bro. He didn't want to know him.
Not even know.
Thank you, Katria. Therefore, they set taskmasters over them and reason to do this to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. They were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Mizraimites made the children of Israel serve with fear. They made them serve harshly and made their lives bitter with hard bondage, whether they were building in mortar and brick and also in all manner of service in the field. All the service in which they made them serve was with rigor, harsh. And the king of my... Yeah, go ahead, Contreras.
Don't say that we was building pyramids, does it?
No, it didn't.
So we built the cities of Pithom and Ramses.
Exactly.
So I don't know how to stretch this out to where the Israelites built the pyramids. I don't think we did.
They didn't say that, country. I agree with you. Thank you, brother. Then the king of Mizraim spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shaphrah. And the name of the other was Puah. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stool, if it's a son, then you should kill it. But if it's a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared Yah and did not do as the king of Mizraim commanded them. So doing, save the male children alive. So the king of Mizraim called for the midwives and said to them, done this thing and save the male children alive. Midwives said to Pharaoh, and their excuse was, the Hebrew women are not like Mizraim women. And they are lively and give birth before the midwives come. They get a baby. They had a baby before we get there. Therefore, Yah do it well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. You know what, Cartrell? That same, those, and Sister Avia, fellow students, those same statement was made up by us on these plantations in this Western Hemisphere. They're lively. They give birth quickly. It doesn't change, have it?
That's why they have Planned Parenthood. And that's why they got our sisters advocating for abortion rights.
Exactly. Mm. They got to minimize them. And our sisters, that's why I said a hand that rocks the cradle.
They haven't made a declaration like Pharaoh did. Pharaoh just straight out said, kill all the Hebrew boys and keep the young girls alive. America, the Western powers, they haven't declared kill all the Hebrew boys, but they do.
Yeah. Propaganda.
Or throw them in jail.
Social engineering and conditioning.
Yes, sir.
Ain't much change, Kajriel. from that captivity to this one.
It's a little worse now because we're doing it to ourselves. I don't think they was doing it to themselves back then. The two Mewa, Shifra and Pua. By the way, my mother's name is Shifra, and she became an administrative nurse.
I didn't know that, brother. You learned something
new.
Praise
God. Yep. So okay. She followed in the footsteps of our ancient mother Shifra.
Right.
Who was a midwife.
Right. Praise
but
God.
They wasn't trying to kill them Hebrew boys. They gave Pharaoh the perfect excuse, didn't they?
Exactly.
And he just had the baby before you even get there.
Well, I get there. They had the baby already. Therefore, Yah dwelt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. So it was because the midwives feared Yah that he provided households for them.
What?
He provided households for them.
Because they did the right thing, right?
They did the right thing. They were rewarded.
In spite of the odds. You defy Pharaoh, he's going to take your head.
Right.
He ain't going to bless you with houses.
They were rewarded.
Yes.
And so
it wasn't Pharaoh who rewarded them, was it?
The Most High.
Yes.
So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born, you should cast into the river. Every daughter, you should save alive. He went a double whammy on him, didn't country him.
He went past the midwives. He said, forget y'all. I'm telling everybody, you see a Hebrew boy, throw him in the river.
Cold blood. It ain't easy for a Hebrew. Nowhere, no time, no how. Praise the Most High.
And you know what those, you know what that river contained, right?
Crocodiles, everything.
Okay. Alligators and crocodiles alligators. And hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus.
No, it's crocodiles. You're right.
Yeah. Serpents.
Crocodiles are bigger than alligators.
Yeah. Serpents. They wanted those little boys dead, Katya. Dirty.
If those animals didn't kill them, the water would.
Exactly. They'd drown. They'd drown.
But see the pressure that the Most High put on Jacob's descendants. All of a sudden now the pressure's on them, but they still multiply to the point where, yo, Pharaoh said, we got a problem. If we go to war, they might turn on us.
Exactly.
And I was watching. Right. Yeah. I got a flag today, right? I was looking at the stones. And each of those stones aren't just rocks or stones. They're precious stones. And the only way you get precious stones is through pressure.
Exactly.
So we wonder why we're under so much pressure, so much affliction. No, Most High is bringing out the best in the nation that he wants to be his nation.
Exactly.
But if you crack under the pressure, that's on you. We see that the midwives, they had the spiritual mindset to be connected with the Most High. And the Most High blessed them.
And they didn't crack under pressure.
Oh, no.
Praise the Most High.
That's why their names are written in the book.
And that's why they were rewarded.
Yes. They were rewarded and their names are written in the book.
Praise Yah, Cadrell.
Praise Yah.
Well, Sister Aviyah, any commentaries?
No, only that it just shows you in here that Yah gives you a reason even to trust in him. Even no matter what you're going through, if you just trust in him.
Right.
I think that
sorry,
the situation that we just read about where Pharaoh put them in slavery, I think that's the Most High's payback to the children of Joseph's brothers for putting Joseph in slavery.
Exactly.
Karma.
Exactly. And I agree with that, Kajon and Sister Aviyah. It takes more than just believing in the Most High. You have to exert some sort of action in that regard as the midwife. Marry them.
Yeah.
Mose mother with them. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Okay, Katria. Sister Abigail Katria. We're all done. We're ready to proceed to the next segment of study.
What chapter are we in?
You're 22, because you didn't do it yesterday. You was in here.
Chapter 22. So how come you didn't do it?
I wasn't
keep the ball rolling.
Wasn't asked to.
Okay.
Good point.
So we have Psalms 22, and the title of Psalms 22, I know it's written by King David. You got it, Yamsun?
Yes, the suffering, praise, and prosperity of the Elohim. Oh, they're talking about the Messiah. I don't know who that is. The suffering, praise, and prosperity of the Messiah, which I know who it is, King David.
Yes. All praise to the Holy One of Israel and to our King, King David, who the Most High created and anointed, the Messiah, the Christ, the Mashiach. This is his prayer, Psalms 22, verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me? Didn't they say that? That guy said that in a new book?
Yeah, that's what he said, but they don't make it true. That's what they said, that's what their mouth said, but they don't make it true.
Right there, right? When you said that, that's what they said in the other ones, right? My God. Wasn't that when they supposed to have Jesus nailed up on that cross or something?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought I remembered it right.
You're right.
Did the Most High give him an answer?
Give who an
The one on the cross when he said, my God, why is nothing taken?
No.
The Most High didn't answer him, did he?
No.
But watch King David. He ain't stop at one question. He keep on asking the Most High question. Why are you so far from helping me? And from the words of my groaning, my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer in the night season. And I am not silent, but you are holy. You who inhabit the praises of Israel, our fathers trusted in you. That's what we read, right? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, they trusted in Yah. They trusted and you delivered them. Yes, we can make that testimony because we just read it. They cried to you and you delivered. They trusted in you and were not disappointed. But I'm a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me mock me. They insult me with their lips. They shake their heads saying, he trusted Yah. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him since he delights in him. But you brought me out of the womb. Yes, you made me trust while at my mother's breast early. I was thrown on you from my mother's womb. You are my Elohim since my mother bore me. Yes, we all are. Don't be far from me, for trouble is near. For there is no help. There is no one to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls from Bashan have encircled me. They open their mouths wide against me. Lions tearing prey and roaring. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It melts within me. My strength is dried up like potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You have brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have surrounded me. A company of evildoers have enclosed me. They have pierced my hands and feet. Uh-oh. They have done what? Pierced my hands and feet.
Yeah.
They ain't talking about Jesus, sorry. But you see where they plagiarize, right? You see the plagiarism going on.
Yeah.
I can count all of my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. But don't be far off, Yah. You are my help. Hurry to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth? Yes. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my brothers. Which is what he's doing, right? He wrote it all down. Among the assembly, I will praise you. Thank you, King David. You who fear Yah, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. Did we just read their names in Exodus 1? The descendants of Jacob?
Exactly.
For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Did we just read that? Neither has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard him. So like I said, Yah be watching us go through that pressure. He waits till we cry in order to deliver us. He waits till we say, like we used to like wrestle and hold people in a lock until they say, Uncle, Yah got us in a lock until we cry and call unto him. My praise comes of you in the great assembly. I'll pay my vows before those who fear him. The humble shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Yah who seeks after him. Let your hearts live forever. Can your hearts live forever?
Yes, sir.
King David shall point you in that direction. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to Yah. All the relatives of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is Yah's. He is the ruler over the nations. All the rich ones of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him. All those who go where? All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him. Even he who can't keep his soul alive. Wow. Posterity shall serve him. Future generations shall be told about Yah. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people that shall be born. For he has done it. One creation, and we're watching creation unfold. And creation unfolding is forever. And we want to be a part of that unfolding of the forever part of creation, not the ones who go down to the dust and can't praise Yah at all. But he says even dead people will bow down to Yah. All those who go down into the dust shall bow down before him. Yeah, because it's going to be judgment day, and all souls are going to be judged. And how many of us can keep our souls alive? When it's time for you to go, Yah gonna take that soul back that he placed in your mother's womb. So he said, posterity shall serve him. Future generations, you ain't gotta worry about your children. They shall be told of Yah. They shall come and declare his righteousness to the people that shall be born. Because it's already done. Predestination. All praise to the Holy One. Hallelujah.
All praise. Hallelujah. Contrera, thank you for that study into the Psalms of King David. I think the study you led was self-explanatory. You broke it down for them like they were 4 years old, no offense meant. And it should be easy to grasp. Quite simple. Praise God and bless you. Contrera, thank you, Sister Abby. Sister Abby, Contrera. Any commentary on what was just studied?
No, Brother Contrera broke it down good, and you did good on the estimate. So
well,
I don't have nothing.
Here, sister, we have to often remind people this is not a competition. This is just two brothers and a sister doing what the Most High says in regards, just like Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. It was not a competition. Everybody did their part. Everybody knew their part. Everybody worked together in unison. Although, sometimes Miriam got a little headstrong, which caused her to get a little leprosy, but she straightened up quite quick, though. But that being said, Most High ain't got to give me no leprosy. He don't have to give Contrera no leprosy, and he certainly don't have to give you any leprosy. We work in unifying. We're unified in our efforts for the Most High, and we're unified in our efforts for these students. That's all we care about. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Contrera, Sister Abby, any closing remarks and comments?
Well, as we go on, we're going to see the important role of the elders.
Exactly.
And we're elders. We way past 50. And the role of the elders is to bring wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to all the people.
Exactly.
That's why we're here, because we understand what our role is. And we give thanks to the Most High for giving us that role, that enlightenment, because there's a lot of elders out there, what they call them, no fool like an old fool. Some people just don't change. And there is no fool like an old fool.
And it's true.
Praise Him.
And it's true, Kajal.
Yeah.
Well, that being said, fellow students, it's been our pleasure to bring to you the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Now, once you've learned, you can't unlearn it. What are you going to do about it? Take some action. Take some action in your lives and help people that want to understand the Elohim learn about it. It's just that simple. Praise God and bless His holy name. Thank you, Cartrell. Thank you, Sister Abiel. Thank you, students. And most importantly, praise Yah, bless your holy name, and thank you. Well, Cartrell, Sister Abiel, I want to say some shalom, good night, bye-bye to the fellow students.
All I'm going to say is people don't just bamboozle. Get into the study and know who is the Messiah. And don't fall for their mess when they change it around. So seek Yah, obey Yah, and always praise Yah, not JC. Yah loves you, and so do I. Shalom and good night.
Praise Yah.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. The clearer our vision becomes, we can see how the New Testament plagiarized the Old Testament. Because if you read the 22nd chapter of the book of Psalms, you would think you read in the New Testament. But we're reading about King David, who they stole from. Shout out to the 5,000 that's out there listening, who's been there to support us and learn something. And Most High bless and keep y'all. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Praise y'all. Just to remind you, Contra, 5,136.
All right. Every that's night.
Number shooting up there, my brother. Number shooting up there. Praise
you sure
God.
That ain't a glitch?
What's that, my brother?
I said, you sure that's not a glitch?
No, that's what I read, my brother. That's what I read.
Okay.
Praise y'all, Kajra. Praise y'all, Sister Abiyah.
Praise y'all. Love y'all.
We love y'all. Love you, Kajra. Love you, Abiyah. Love you most importantly, Most High. Okay. We have.
Every day and every night, we'll be together. Of my single bed.